Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Look at that, Rick. Phil,
no hesitation.
Straight into it.
Absolutely. And by heavens, that fitness program's working.
Oh, off to the gym tonight, Rick. Oh. So I'm going to be quick here. I'm going to speak quick today. Not really.
Well, the way the conditions, you could swim down to the fitness centre.
I'm going to have a swim there.
But I thought you might swim indoors. On the way. Oh, indoors.
Could be.
Right, okay.
It could be.
Right.
What about the cricket, Rick?
Oh, look, what a... I think there's some amazing things. People say Test cricket is boring and it's old-fashioned and it's out of date. It's none of the above.
No, my lawns grew an inch this week.
Oh. Honestly, it is the greatest game in the world.
I did watch some.
Yeah. I knew you would. I knew you'd come around sooner or later. And it is truly the greatest game in the world. It goes for 5 days, and anyone who says that things don't change in 5 days, well, I mean, this is the classic of all classic examples, because Australia finish up creaming, winning by 250 runs or whatever it is.
Yep.
And we're 8 for nothing on the day. We're gone for all money. Now, Steve Smith, legendary story, you know, the comeback kid after a bit of sandpaper and stuff and buying shares in Bunnings. But the unsung heroes, I reckon, are Peter Siddall and Nathan Lyon, who stuck with him to retrieve the 8 for 150 to get them up to a reasonable score.
Yeah, Siddall made 40-odd.
I mean, Siddall, it's not the first time that Siddall and Lyon have...
Could be dropped next
well,
test.
It could easily be.
Dropped.
I understand that...
Stark back.
Yeah, well, I understood that the before the series even started, they were going to talk, you know, work this incredibly ridiculous rotation system. But I guess with the number of fast bowlers they've got in the squad, unless you don't play one of them or other... then you've got to rotate them if you want them all to get a go.
Yeah.
But, you know, the great thing with Siddall, and that's the reason he got picked in the squad, is that he is the bowler of English conditions.
Yeah, you know, more of a swinger and on the mark.
And he bowls at the stumps.
Yeah.
And, you know,
is that what you meant to do?
Oh, well, they only discovered that.
Imagine if the ball hit the stumps. It would be out then, wouldn't it?
Unbelievable it would be. It only goes to show how smart Langer is that he worked out that plan only a month ago.
Yeah.
That if you bowl at the stumps...
I rate Siddall, though. I reckon he's a real gutsy tryer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's always around the mark, isn't he?
Yep.
Jimmy Anderson, tell me more.
He's gone. He'd been out with a calf problem prior to this test match, and this was the sort of comeback kid. And he's done it again, which means that it's definitely a chronic problem, so it's not going to go away in a hurry. And of course, we tend to forget, because he is such a great bowler even now, until he's got himself injured again, that he is 37. So he's not going to recuperate as quickly.
Could be just about it for him.
Well, it could be nearly Red Rover, I think.
Or it'd be end of the Ashes for him, wouldn't it? There'd be no more Ashes series.
I don't like his chances of playing in the Ashes.
No.
Now, the interesting thing, though, is who they're going to replace him with.
Prince Charles.
Well, you never know. No, I think it's going, and he's a bit of a sensation. I think it's this Jofra Archer. And now he's the Barbadian born, West Indian, obviously.
Yep.
But he's actually got an English father, and he actually holds an English passport as well. But... it's only through the change in the rule that he's actually even eligible to play in this test match, because he actually didn't arrive in England until just after his 18th birthday. And so he was meant to, under the old rules, have residential qualifications of 7 years, which means that he would not be available to play. However, in line with evidently other sports, they've changed the rule and it's 3 years, so he is able to play.
Yep.
He obviously has got a very good background. He played for the West Indian under-19s in 2014. He's as quick as... it's like the old West Indian, you know, fast bowlers of the past. He is quick. And, you know, we don't know. He's never played a test match.
No.
That's the big gamble, whether...
Oh, I mean, he's raw. Give him a run.
Well, that's right. But it is... I know you're only just becoming a cricket convertee, but there is a big difference between playing short-form cricket to five-day test matches, you know, bowling at the stumps and online and all those things. They might even ask Justin Langer, because he's such a nice guy, to explain to Archer that he's probably better off bowling at the stumps.
You know, I was watching the cricket and my wife came out and she woke me up. That's the true story. I did fall asleep. I'm sorry, but I was very tired. So.
Now, I think we can't let the test slip away without the umpiring.
That guy was dead set keen on getting Joey Root out in that second inning.
Well, they were very keen to seemingly make all the wrong decisions. But I want to say something now. This is an old-time cricketer speaking. I feel sorry for them. I tell you why I feel sorry for them. Because they're on a hiding to nothing. Now, you know, this DRS system supposedly is totally accurate in tracking the ball and how high it's going to bounce and all these sorts of things. And I find it very, very difficult to actually accept that it can be that accurate.
I mean, it's how it comes out the hand. And well, how do they know that? I mean, how does it work back?
That's right. And, you know, they were balls that you were asleep when they happened. But if I remember correctly, the first ball of the fifth day, I think it was, or the fourth day, one or the other, it virtually bounced and crawled along the ground. Now, I'm not sure a DRS system can work that out.
That's right.
Anyway, I believe, old-time cricketer speaking, we, even though we didn't like it, and my mother used to claim that I was never out, she was a loyal supporter of mine, but we accepted the umpire's decision, right, wrong or indifferent. And in every era of cricket, there's been people who've been looked upon as being better umpires than others, highly respected, etc., etc. Now, they were never put under the DRS test system. So they might have been right, they might have been
wrong.
But I think you can't be half pregnant. And I believe that we get rid of the whole thing. We either get rid of the whole thing or you might as well have stuffed umpires out there and just refer everything to DRS.
Yeah. I mean, tennis has done the same. Yeah. I didn't actually umpire when they had that system in. And football, the same with this goal umpire thing. Get rid of it and let them make an error.
I mean, we're human beings playing a sports created by human beings.
Yep.
There's going to be.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is that I personally believe in all sports, it should be umpired by human beings completely.
I agree.
Now, having said that, it ain't going to happen.
No, it's not.
Because money, it's not the hierarchy of sporting associations ruling the show any longer. It's television and money.
Yep.
And the DRS produces drama, replays, all this rubbish to give commentators the chance to talk garble.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change. It's not going to change.
Speaking of commentators, I can't believe how many tests Todd Woodbridge would have played for Australia.
Well, I think he must have played about 50 since he's comparing that show.
He's the host.
Yes.
Host of cricket.
Well,
I mean, he wasn't even that good a tennis player.
Well, he only played doubles, didn't he?
Yeah, he's only a doubles, but anybody can play doubles.
But how can you have a tennis player?
Why would he be? I mean,
I think he fits that category of Shane Warne's that he said about the other bloke, didn't he? Can't bat, can't bowl, can't field. But he's comparing the show.
I know. He's hosting the whole thing. Yeah.
And speaking of that, while we're still on the cricket, we're giving cricket a spin today.
Yeah.
I have been, again, it may have been in your sleeping mode, but...
Most of the things are.
One of the great joys of watching this series at the present time is that the audio feed is coming out of BBC. And it is such a pleasure for the majority, other than the Australians, the majority of the commentators are English and only speak when there's something to speak about.
Yep.
And they're not afraid to have silent patches.
Mm.
And with all due respect to the man, the worst of the worst is Shane Warne. He comes on and
he's got to hear himself.
Well, I think he's in love with a microphone and... I don't know whether he's been to the doctor yet, but I think he should go and get checked out for verbal diarrhea. I really do. He is just, he never stops. And it is so lovely to actually just have silence until there's some, you know, whoever it said, you know.
Yeah, don't make picture, something up.
A picture is worth a thousand words. Yeah. Why talk about something that we can all see on the screen? But the Aussies aren't good at silence.
No.
So anyway,
we probably better sign that cricket off.
Well, I think we should.
Good win though, wasn't it?
Great win. Great win. And the thing is now that it sort of sets up the series. You know, it's. I mean, okay, they might. I heard a English. It was very funny. An English horse racing trainer who's now in Adelaide or Gawler yesterday, and the bloke interviewing him. Said, oh, you know, obviously he loves his cricket, and he had a dig at him saying, oh, you know, the, you know, fancy how the world the Poms go in the first test. He said, oh, well, 4-1 will do.
Oh, so they're going to win one.
That's, So anyway, BL and G football.
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 No Roo upsets last week, Rick, as we both know. Newry disposing of Freeling comfortably. Angaston absolutely killed Gawler Central. Williston, well, that was a very good game, I believe, Rick. You were there.
Honestly.
40-goal game.
Honestly, I was there, and I actually mentioned it in my footy report for the Bunyip. It was a joy and a beautiful thing forever to see 40 goals kicked in a game. 10 goals per quarter.
By two bottom lowly play sides.
But the amazing thing, and I do not know how it happens, because most of the time now it's just congested, toss-up, ball-up football, it was just open flow all day long. Yep. And the skills were great, mainly perhaps because it was open and perhaps people were able to deliver the ball or get rid of the ball under less pressure. But it was a quality game. And honestly, it was so entertaining to watch. And after seeing as much as we have, you know, I'll never forget as long as I live that Port Brisbane game that we went to. I mean, they were all in the a third of the ground, not even half the ground.
You know, I can't see the point of that. Well, I really don't know what...
Anyway, that was a very, very good game.
Good. Yep. And then Tanunda disposed of Gawler South comfortably.
Yes, yeah.
Got the jump on them and held that lead. Yes. So... yeah, no upsets there. We've only got 2 weeks to go, Rick, in the local footy.
Well, you're the expert, but I think it's almost settled, isn't it? Although
I think it would. Yeah. Oh, well, it can be. Yeah, no, there's still Barossa and
It would seem to me the Barossa are going to win both their games, aren't they?
I think you're right. Yeah, they play Gawler Central. Well, they've got Kapunda. Yeah, they will. Yeah. They will. So that means that South Gawler, they've got a bit of a tough... They've got Newry.
Well, that's the game I've got this weekend.
They've got Williston then.
And then they've got Williston. So and Williston are travelling pretty well.
Williston could upset them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that could hinge on that.
And Freeling, I don't think, are going to win another one, are they?
Or... No. Well, they got Williston this week. So
it's the same thing, isn't
Williston
it?
Williston are going to be... They could tell who gets in.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and then Freeling the last week you got the bye, so they can't win another one there.
Now listen, Nis Guru, tell me you tipped who was going to win the best and fairest medal. Now who did you say? Somerton?
Somerton best on ground again.
Yes.
Again.
So should I ring up Sportsbet again or what?
Just throw whatever you can on there.
Can I have a
gamble responsibly?
Can I have a lend of a $50 from you?
I'll give you 20 at the end of the footy tips, which I owe you. Okay, so this week we move along to Newry versus South, which could be an interesting game, but Newry should five or six goals.
Well, comfortably. I mean, South, and I've said this to a couple of lifelong members at South, and they actually agree with me. South are the most disappointing side in the competition.
Absolutely. I mean, they look right on paper.
With the list they've got.
Constanzo and the big Ruckman,
They've been very disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing.
Newry by plenty, I reckon.
So, Williston versus Freeling, probably one of the matches of the round.
Well, it will be. There's no question about that. Freeling are very dependent on their coach Cocky.
Yep.
That's the biggest problem that Williston have got. They really haven't got a ruckman. And Koshel is... I wouldn't be surprised if Williston win, but I wouldn't be... So have a house this for a dollar each way.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if Freeling
win
either.
No, I agree with you. I've got to agree. Hard to pick a winner there. I'd probably pick Freeling, but I mean, if the conditions are so beautiful like they are today here, Rick, we've just been blowing away.
I reckon Freeling I'm going to go
for. Yeah, I'll be the same. In the first game, I'll go for Newry. Angaston Kapunda, we're extending the scoreboard at Angaston as we speak.
I've got a copyright on
that. I've just used that, your line.
That's another $20.
Oh, Barossa and Central could be an interesting game. I'd pick Barossa.
They got a lot to play for.
Yep. I mean, they've got to win that. Yeah. Otherwise, they're gone. The season's gone.
They are.
And Tanunda have the bye. So, that could be an interesting round of footy. Williston are going to tell us who's going to be in the finals.
They're going to make the decision, I think. And what about the AFL? What about the mighty Port Adelaide? They're back.
We'll be in. We'll make the eight. We'll win the last three. You've heard it first here, Rick. They'll win their last three. The Crows will not win another one, and we will win three. There you go.
Well, folks, just imagine if he's right. We'll never hear the end of it. We will never hear the end of it. I've tried to explain.
Very confident.
I've tried to explain to him, team off air, that it's Porter back on the bandwagon, win, loss, win, loss. So since they beat Essendon, how they can play that well.
You're tipping them this week. So that's two in a row.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't actually got there just yet. I think the funniest thing of all, though, is that it's great to see Ken Hinckley resurface. You couldn't find him for the last few weeks.
You're not a big Ken fan, I know that.
They've thrown out everybody to have interviews, and Kenny went to water, I think, or underwater. And guess what? They pop up and beat Essendon, and he's out and about again. And I tell you what, he's a man of he's obviously a rocket scientist, because he reminded the journos, you know, that even though they're in a bit of strife whether they're going to make that, he said we've beaten the top two teams. Hey,
what about the rest?
Well, I was going to say, it's a bit of bad luck that we can't beat 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th.
We surely have at some stage of the year.
No, I don't think we have.
What about a joke, Rick? We're running out of time.
Yeah, we'd better have a joke, I reckon.
I don't reckon these have been passed by the producer, but
The producer wasn't that keen, but I reckon we might even go with a couple.
Okay, let's hit me with two.
Right. When I was a kid, I played footy with my sister, but it didn't work out. It was useless. I mean, I couldn't bounce her.
laugh in the background.
No, there wasn't either, but I reckon this one should bring a bit something. People complained that a science professor only received about a quarter of the wage that a football coach gets. But then, I've never heard 90,000 students cheer the principal of Archimedes.
Oh, there we go. Well, should we finish on that, Rick?
Let's go three, shall we?
Three?
Three. I don't think we've ever done three before.
I don't think this is a world record here.
I'll tell you how good the club chairman is.
Yep.
He watches Sesame Street and doesn't understand it.
Him too.
All right, team. Well, that's been a bit of fun. I hope you've enjoyed it. And until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.